Hello, welcome to Who is in the Garden here on Carib Voice Radio. It's time to take a moment to pause, breathe, and refresh with Adeayo. So why don't you take a seat, have a drink before you continue on life's journey. Hello, how are you? How has this week been like for you? What's been happening? How has your week been? Has it been as interesting and intriguing as mine? Does it seem like God's word looks like it's coming to pass? Things seem to be turning up, but then all of a sudden you receive the kind of news that confuses you all over again, and you feel weak, you feel uncomfortable, you feel a little confused. I'm here for you, and I understand exactly how you feel. I went into my week, you know, usual, with optimism and some gusto, and then all of a sudden just got some news that just made me go, oh, come on, what again? Why is this still happening? And if you are right now like me, a little tired, a little confused, and you feel like you just want to give in all over again, hey, we're in this together. And I just want to remind you with this scripture in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. It says, I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with the inner strength through his spirit. When I saw that scripture, wow, it just popped right into my face, right into my spirit, that the God has what is called glorious, unlimited resources. And this is not just about money right now. I know many of us, when we think about this scripture, when we think about exceedingly abundantly above all, our minds just go straight to money. But there's more to money than, you know, with all the things happening in our lives. He says that he will empower you with inner strength. So at this point, Paul was talking to the Ephesians, and what he was praying for them for was inner strength. Do you feel like you are tired on your inside? Does it feel like life is giving you blows left, right, center? It feels like you've come to your wit's end. You've done all you know to do. You've prayed, you've fasted, you've trusted, you've quoted the scriptures, you've held on to faith. The Bible says after doing everything, stand. After doing all to stand, then just stand. And you may just be at that point right now, and I'm here to remind you that there is something, there's a place, there's a package called the glorious unlimited resources. God has glorious unlimited. Like I gave my daughter this name a lot earlier in her life. I said limitless. You won't be bound by limitations. The limitations that held your mother and your father bound, you are free from those. And this scripture just buttresses that for me, that there is something called the glorious unlimited resources. It doesn't just mean money. In this case, Paul was referring to inner strength. It can be healing, it can be deliverance, it can be whatever you need it to be. It can be salvation of souls for a loved one. It can be restoration of a broken home. It can be bringing back to life of someone who just passed on, and you're trusting God to bring them back to life. The Bible says in Hebrews that women of faith brought their loved ones back to life. What are you going through? What do you need empowerment? What do you need to be empowered with? You know, we go around life today. We have so many SDG goals, and many of those things are geared to empowerment of the less privileged, empowerment of OVCs, empowerment of people to eradicate poverty, empowerment, skill empowerment. You know, we've come up with all those cliches and all those things that are really honestly not exactly sustainable. But this is the sustainable thing, because it comes by His Spirit, through His Spirit. How do you access this empowerment? How do you access this unlimited resources? It is through the Spirit of God. And I've said this over and over and over again. You can't get anything done without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the executive power of the Godhead. The Holy Spirit is the one at work right now on the earth. If there's anything you need done, it's the Holy Ghost. If there's anyone you need saved, it's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was the same person that hovered over the deep, hovered over the chaos at the beginning of time, hovered over darkness, over void. It was the Holy Ghost that hovered, that began to create, that began to brood over the deep, over the nothingness. Your life may seem like nothing now, but if you are going to tap into the unlimited resources that is in God, you're going to need to do it through the Holy Spirit. The Bible says He is the one that would guide us into all truth. The Bible says He's the one that will bring all things back into our remembrance. It is by Him we know all things. It is by Him we can do all things. It is because of Him that we know things before they happen. It's not being diabolical or anything. No, it's the Holy Ghost that shows us the way. It's the Holy Ghost that tells us things before they happen. It's the Holy Ghost that opens our eyes into the mysteries of the Godhead, into the mysteries of this world. You can't do life without the Holy Ghost. You can't do life without the Holy Ghost. You can't do life without the Holy Ghost. And so I want you to just begin to seek Him, because the Bible calls Him the ever-present help. Ever-present help. He's there. He's there. Always. Will be. Even when you don't see Him, even when you don't acknowledge His presence, He's there. Even when you can't feel Him, He's there, always following you, always guiding you, always being there with you. He's the only way you're going to access deliverance. He's the only way you're going to access healing. He's the only way you're going to access strength. He's the only way you're going to access provision. He's the only way you're going to access direction, clarity. He's the only way. I don't see myself talking for so long today. I just want to drop this with you. I just want to drop this with you, that where you are at right now, you'll allow the Holy Ghost to do His thing. That loved one that you've tried so hard to reach, it's going to take the Holy Ghost to go ahead and convict them of whatever it is they are doing wrong. No man can change a human being. It takes only the Spirit of God to be able to do that. So when you see somebody who has refused to yield to the leadings and the dealings of the Holy Ghost, then you know that person has given themselves over to the enemy. I know there are so many people who pray in tongues. It's not by that. That's evidence of having the Holy Ghost, yes. Just an added evidence. But you may pray in tongues and you may not be yielded to Him. You may pray in tongues, you may know how to quote all the scriptures, but you may still not be yielded to Him. And if you're not yielded to Him, then there's a limit to what you can access into that glorious, unlimited resources. I've seen the Holy Ghost come through for me. One way I know the Holy Ghost works with me is before things happen, especially when they're going to be really terrible, He puts that burden on me first. It may be a few days or a few weeks before that thing happens. I just get this burden, this heaviness in my spirit, this unshaking heaviness that no matter how I try to watch a movie to shake it off, no matter how I try to play or eat my favorite comfort food, it doesn't bulge. And then I know I have to go and pray. I have to go and press into His presence. And I would have pressed to a point where that heaviness and that burden seems to lift. And before I know it, something that should have swept me off my feet, something that should have blown me away like a hurricane, wouldn't do as much damage because I had been fortified already. The Holy Ghost had prayed with me, had interceded through me. We had taken care of it. So when it eventually happens, it doesn't come with the whole weight of damage that it would have. You need the Holy Ghost. You see, there's nothing. I was watching a Kenneth Copeland prophecy that he gave about 1983, and I was listening and I was weeping. I'm like, oh my goodness. And God was saying, I wanted to give these ideas to my children. I wanted to give these ideas to my children, but my children were not receiving it. My children were not opening up themselves to it, and so I still had to release it. And I hear those kind of technologies that Kenneth Copeland was talking about, and I'm like, oh my goodness, as far back as then. And the children of God who had access to this divine intelligence were not able to tap into it. There is AI, yes. There is emotional intelligence, yes. But there is a Holy Ghost intelligence. I call it the HI. With Him, you can know anything. With Him, you can solve any problem. With Him, you can create the next cure for a cancer or a disease. I was telling my first daughter, who are trusting God to gain admission into one of the universities here, and if God wills it, you know, grant her even some funding and scholarship. Maybe she could go to a private university, because we're waiting on the government to do their thing, and that for some weird reason she fell short by 5 marks, and we're waiting for the second list and all that, and we're just trusting. And I'm like, well, baby girl, I'm so sorry. If I had an opportunity, if I had the kind of resources I would have loved to have, I would have sent you to a private university like I went to. Yeah, don't beat me up on that either. I beat myself on that as well. But why did I say that? She wants to do research. And I remember right from time she was a little girl, I kept telling her, you need the Holy Ghost. You need to build a relationship with the Holy Ghost. You need to understand the Holy Ghost, because He's the one that is going to reveal things to you. He's the one that's going to walk with you like He walked with Ben Carson and showed him solutions to problems. He is willing and eager to release cures as you do your research, as you explore, as you create, as you discover. The Holy Ghost is eager to walk with you so that you begin to release solutions, release, download solutions to issues that have been plaguing this universe. You don't need the devil to do that. You just need to walk with the Holy Ghost. You just need to be able to download in His presence. You just need to be able to see Him as your partner, when I begin to write, sometimes I wonder, where do I get these things from? Well, when I read them again, like, was that me? I have come to realize that that's the Holy Ghost. So if you're going to get access into the unlimited resources, unlimited glorious resources that are available in this life, in this world, you're going to get them only through the Holy Ghost. When I meet with people and they begin to talk about the things that they want to do, I just realize that I begin to get the answers for them. I begin to get the solution for them. I begin to get the direction I think they should go. I believe they should go. Because I just say, Holy Ghost, what am I supposed to tell this person? You see. So I want you today, and my prayer for you and for myself, just like Paul prayed in Ephesians 3:16, I pray for you that you will, that from the glorious, unlimited resources, God will empower you. God will empower you. Whew. That God will empower us I need to get the solutions to the problems of people. Maybe I'll get paid for it. I don't know. But I just love to see people's problems being solved. I love to see people, because I believe that if people know better, they will do better. And I pray for you. I pray for myself too, that we'll be able to deep dive into the unlimited resources, the glorious unlimited resources, that God will empower us, but he will only do it. He has given us the key, his spirit. And I pray for you as I pray for myself, that we will go deeper into the Holy Ghost, that we'll go deeper into the Holy Ghost, that like Enoch, we'll go deeper into the Holy Ghost, that it would no longer be us, but it would be God. That when men see us, they won't see us, they will see God. That when men come in contact with us, it won't be us they will come in contact with. They will literally feel the presence of God around us. That we will be able to spend time with him. That our daily lives will be a continuous walk with him. It's not just about a morning devotion. No, it's about a daily devotion, a continuous, consistent, intentional, devotional walk with the Holy Ghost. And then be able to tap into these glorious, unlimited resources. Someone said, one of my pastors recently, today, told me he had a dream about me where I'm like, Lord, I ain't gonna die. I can't die. There's too much upon my life to die. The Holy Ghost has invested so much in me to allow the enemy take me out now. And so I am heavily fortified because I carry the Holy Ghost. I carry the presence of God. I can't be used as a sacrifice. I can't die in anybody's place because Jesus died in my place. Hey, they may try. Oh, they try. They keep trying. But I have that confidence that he who has called me is faithful to keep, that I am hidden in the very presence and embrace of God. Those are the unlimited resources I tap into that give me the confidence and the gusto to keep moving. And I pray for that same inner strength for you. That regardless of what life throws at you, you will find the strength to keep pushing. You will find the strength to keep moving. That you will know that heaven has got your back. And if you ever feel like you're alone, remember my voice. I am now a member of the cloud of witnesses, and I am alive. I am cheering you on. I am cheering you on because I will not give up. And I know that you will not give up as well. So go out into your week with this confidence, with this inner strength, empowered by the Holy Ghost, that you will succeed, that you will achieve every counsel and purpose of God over your life, that men will rise up to help you, that God will send men to strengthen you, that God will send your Aarons and your oars to hold your hand. Don't give up. I'm here cheering you on, rooting for you. And I bless you with the same blessings I have received from God. I bless you with grace, and his mercy will continue to speak over your life. Till I see you next week, I love you. Oh, I may not know your name. I may never ever meet you, but I love you with the love of the Lord. And remember, God loves you more.